to the right was in Jordan. Jerusalem was on siege. Actually, Jerusalem was like fighting. You see the great part of the building. And there's a cart towards the other building. There's a memorial there for a museum for the Independence War. So what they did is they smuggled wounded people out at night. They lowered the cable during the day and also sent supplies. So they left this cable for that. Hinnom Valley to the left. Shoulder of Hinnom to the right. And right here, they found a lot of excavation that goes back to the first temple period. You know, we keep talking Dead Sea Scrolls, amazing what they do. But you know that here, they found a scroll from the time of Hezekiah, the blessing of the high priest from Deuteronomy on silver, buried in a tomb. So the oldest scroll ever found, 2,700 years old, was found back here to the right hand side by Professor Gabi Bar-Kai. Any article you see that he writes on Old Testament is superb. The road here is called Hebron Road. I'm going to take you all the way to the border and I'll explain as you go along. And they will meet you on the other side. First thing you do, you go to lunch. I think you're ready for lunch.
He shall walk after the Lord, he shall roar like a lion. When he shall roar, then the children shall tremble from the west. They shall tremble as a bird out of Egypt, and as a dove out of the land of Assyria. I will place them in their houses, saith the Lord. Ephraim compassed me about with lies, and the house of Israel with deceit. But Judah yet ruleth with God, and is faithful with the saints. This word that the Lord hath spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, You only have I known of all the families of the earth, therefore I will punish you for all your iniquities. Can two walk together except they be agreed? Will a lion roar in the forest when he hath no prey? will a young lion cry out of his den if he hath taken nothing? Can a bird fall in a snare upon the earth where no gin is for him? Shall one take up a snare from the earth and have nothing at all? Shall a trumpet be blown in the city and the people not be afraid? Shall there be evil in a city and the Lord hath not done it? Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secrets unto his prophet servants the prophets. The Lord God hath roared, who will not fear? The Lord God hath spoken, but who can prophesy? Publish in the palaces of Ashdod, and in the palaces in the land of Egypt, and say, assemble yourselves upon the mountains of Samaria, and upon the great tumults in the midst thereof, and the oppressed in the midst thereof. They know not to do right, saith the Lord, who store up violence and robbery in their palaces.
So we'll leave Jerusalem now, going to Bethlehem. And as we go on the left-hand side, under the pine trees, they found part of the aqueduct that was built by Herod, bringing water from the mountains Hebron down to Jerusalem, 27 mile long. And in certain places, they had to go through the mountain. To the left-hand side, there are excavation that goes back to the kings of Judah, Iron Age, and they found beautiful villas and beautiful wall and all that with the Proto-Ionic capital. And this place here was like summer resort of the kings of Judah. Instead of just being in the city of Jerusalem, city of David, they had a fortress up here to the left. Of course, David and his one who came after him wanted to go over and look over Bethlehem because this is their home. There was a writer from Boston, his name was Philip Brook, and he wanted to write a show for children. And he came to the Holy Land and he sat where you see those pine trees, and he looked down, and at that time the city of Bethlehem was a little town, and he wrote the song, O Little Town of Bethlehem. So when you see the view, that's where he was. Down here to the left, they found a church, octagonal church. You know all the churches in the Byzantine period were octagonal church. Traditionally, the place where Mother Mary rested on the way to Bethlehem. This church to the left-hand side is called Mar Elias Monastery. And what it referred to there to the left is the star pointed out the birthplace. And in a short time, for the first time, you'll be able to see the city of Bethlehem right in front of you. It's not a small city anymore.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, set at liberty them that are bruised,
all these terraces that you see here. Nowadays it's green, but in a month from today, toward Pentecost, it all will turn yellow. So, Gary, I think you should come to the front and be the guide. I will have to leave you here, and you are going to have a Palestinian guide who will take you to the Church of Nativity. You're going to go to have lunch, and you go to the largest Olivewood factory, and visit the church, visit the shepherd field, and then you're going home to the hotel. Tomorrow, I repeat, tomorrow, bless you, Rami, we're going to start 7:15.
And she knows about you, in terms of when to separate, when to let you off the tour.
I don't know if they will ask you for your passport
on
the way now in or not.
I'll take this with me.
Sometimes they ask for it only on the way out. We just wanted you to have it in case they ask for it. So you don't have to use it to say something.
Right. You can use my phone if you want.
Tomorrow.
Well, let me see if tomorrow. Can I use that? If it's,
it's maybe walking. Starting at the Temple Mount, and that's why we have to leave at 7:15. I check before if the Temple Mount is open. Then we go to Puerto Bethesda, Via Dolorosa, Church of the Holy Sepulchre, and we're going to do the Garden Tomb also in the afternoon. I'll give you the order tomorrow. Don't carry too much tomorrow. You really don't need much, and as we're doing walks, most of it is going to be walking.
Off the bus. Sippy, we want to thank you for a good day and hope you enjoy your afternoon.
Well, we did some concerning
thank you.
Bye-bye,
Sippy. Bye-bye.
Bye,
Sippy.
Bye.
So you can be thinking as well, the experience that I described we would be having tomorrow with the envelopes, because we aren't going to be on the bus very much tomorrow and we're going to be walking and roaming and everything, I probably should pass those envelopes among you after Bethlehem today as we drive back toward the hotel. Those of you that are prepared, fine. Those that are not, I will have those envelopes on me for dinner tonight and throughout the day tomorrow. All you will need to do is just find me and we can take care of that. I just won't be able to pass them around tomorrow.
So let's see, it's four a day for her, 250 for him.
Yeah.
So it's a total of, let's see.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday for me, 7 days.
Okay, we'll do the whole thing Tuesday. So then that's seven. So seven times four is 28.
Right.
Each.
Yeah.
So $50 for her.
Oh, I mean, 28 times
2
is
56. Oh, did I mess that up? I did. So, maybe we just give her $60 or something.
Yes.
Okay. $60 for her, and then $250
a day
for him, which is a total 7 days. 7 times 250 is 14 plus 7, 1450, so call it 35. So, just $40 for him. So it's 60 for her and 40 for him. Did we get that right?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it probably would be helpful to know that all of Bethlehem, even though it is under Palestinian control, is not entirely Muslim. There are Christians here. Sharon and I have had the pleasure of having a Palestinian Christian pastor living with us for the past year. He's back home in Tulsa at our home right now. He and his parents have pastored the House of Bread Church just a few blocks from Manger Square. His parents, if it works out, will be joining us for lunch today. If you see us with strangers, know that that's who they are. There are some really, really wonderful and beautiful people in both religious groups, or in all three religious groups, Christians, Jews, and Muslims.
In years past, we, of an evening, would bring groups over
into Palestine here, into Bethlehem rather, and have dinner with this family. They would cook for all of us. And my wife was interested in the chicken they made for us last year, and come to find out that the seasoning put on it was taco sauce or taco seasoning from America, and they've run out, so we brought them some more taco seasoning.
Good afternoon. I'm fine.
Hello,
everybody.
Hello.
Aloha. 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 Nice afternoon, everybody. By the way, my name is Ephraim. Me and my brother George, we are the owners of the store. And George, my brother, he's a singer in the choir in the Nativity Church in Bethlehem for about 45 years. Huh? We are going now straight to the restaurant to have your lunch. In Bethlehem, Christ the Lord born. In Bethlehem, King David born. He was a shepherd boy and later became a king on Israel by Prophet Samuel after death of King Saul. Over there is King David Mountain. You see Bethlehem, it's built on the top of a hill. We are in Bethlehem from the north, south, east, west. All these buildings around are new ones. The only old little town of Bethlehem around the Church of Nativity only, which is the mother of the churches. Do me a favor, please. Look at the right hand. The end of the road, there is a big wall. Behind that wall, there is the tomb of Richard, where Richard, you compared to Benjamin, died and buried in Ephratah, which is Bethlehem, in the book of Genesis. We all Christianity believe, even the Jewish believe. After she born Benjamin, she died and buried there. And later, her husband Jacob built over her grave 12 stones as a pillar represented where the tribe from Israel. This is the major street in Bethlehem, main road between Bethlehem and Jerusalem. Three times celebrate Christmas in Bethlehem because we do have three different calendars. In the night of the 25th of December, Roman Catholic Protestant, 6th of January, Greek Orthodox, Syrian Orthodox, Copts from Egypt and Ethiopians. 18th of January is the Armenian. So we do have three different calendars, three different times celebrate Christmas. Big procession from this road, from Jerusalem into Bethlehem, celebrate midnight service in the Church of the Nativity. So now we are close to the restaurant. I'll leave you for a while, for about half hour. It's enough, half hour for lunch. Or more do you want?
45 minutes.
Okay, so our store is in the right hand. After the lunch, I will come and pick you with the bus to the store because we own the biggest olive wood factory in Bethlehem, which is the famous industry. And later in time, I will tell you about shipping, about everything. Okay, everybody? God bless you. Bless America.
Not again.
God bless Jimmy Carter with peanuts, Atlanta, Georgia. You know, Rosalind Carter, she was in my store in 79. I do have a nice letter from her. And last year I met also Brother George Bush in Bethlehem. And of course, Bill Clinton also, I met him twice. Which a nice time. By the way, me and my brother George belong to a very small community of people in the whole land. We belong to the Syrian Orthodox Church. Would you like to hear the Lord's Prayer that we still use in Aramaic language?
Yes.
Because your guide, Sippy, she asked me to say the Lord's Prayer. And later in time, you will have one of each postcard written in Aramaic. When you go home, make special wooden frame and glass and put it in your home as blessing from Bethlehem. Okay, everybody? This is the language of the Lord, the language of the prophets Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And also the book of Daniel in the Old Testament completely written in Aramaic. This is the liturgy of Jacob, brother of God, language too. The first service was in the upper room downtown the old city, close to the Jewish Christian quarter. So I and my brother George, we are the owners of the souvenir store. And George is singer, of course, in the Church of Nativity for about 45 years. Our church members are very small community people. Very, very small community people belong to the Syrian Orthodox Church. You heard about the Syrian Orthodox Church? The first Christianity in the first century, St. Mark Convent, downtown the old city, close to the Christian Jewish quarter, where all Christianity believe there is the upper room, where our Lord, he took his last supper with his disciples. Same room where he washed the feet of his disciples. Same room where he showed the spot of his wound to Thomas. Same room where he offered the Holy Spirit to his disciples. So it is the upper room, St. Mark, Syrian Orthodox Convent. And Mariam, his mother, it was her own home, the home of Mariam, the mother of St. Mark. And over there, from the hand of our Lord, the bread and the wine, the bread and the wine, I mean the body and the blood and the body of our Lord, which is the bread and the wine, it was being offered in that monastery from the hand of our Lord to Jacob, brother of God, then to his disciples. And here is the Lord's Prayer in Syriac Aramaic, the liturgy of Jacob, brother God, the language of the Lord, the language of the prophets Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Abun Beshmayu, Net Chadat Shmoch, Tite Malkutho Neho Sebiono, I cannot Beshmayu of Barao, Hablan Lahmosen Koran Yomono, Washbuklan Hobon of Tohain, Canet Dufahnan, إشباق الحي بين لو تعلان النسيونو إيلو فاصولان ومن بيشو ميتول ديلو خيم الكوثو حيلو تشبحتو العالم علمين آمين ديلو خيم الكوثو it mean give us your kingdom. This is the liturgy of Jacob, brother of God, the language of the Lord in Syriac Aramaic. And also 1948, if you hear about Dead Sea Scrolls, it came from that monastery, the treasure of Qumran, which is close to Jericho, and by our bishop, his name Samuel Yeshua. He used to live in Lodi, New Jersey. I was in his home last 30 years ago. Then he sold the books, the treasure of Qumran, I mean, this is close to Zikonik Binyadin, and they are now in the west of Jerusalem, in the museum. Now remember one thing, that inside the restaurant, if you look around the walls, beautiful painting picture from the book of David Drober, how it was the Holy Land in that time, in 1839. Beautiful pictures. It's all painting by Russian girl, Armenian boy. I hope you enjoyed your lunch. I will see you later. Okay, everybody? And may God bless you, bless your family. And remember one thing, that if you want to visit the Holy Land, you need a few months, lot of churches, lot of monasteries. Some of them are from the 4th century. And may God bless you, bless your family, and bless especially your beloved grandchildren. We love you in Christ's name. Remember, facilities inside, background. Where you come from? What state? Oklahoma.